Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dear Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me. Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture, groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Well, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all. You do be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. I feel like you should start recording at the beginning because I give my best material at the beginning.
Okay. So I will, I am ready. Just lay it on me.
I mean, I don't have any prepared right now, but.
Well, if you're going to say something like that, you need something prepared. What's your opening?
Well, it might be interesting for you to know that I just woke up.
Okay.
Which is why I can't do Skype video with you, because I'm literally my feet have not touched the ground.
Did you wake up for this?
Yes.
That's so nice. And it's 10 o'clock your time?
Yes.
You're really taking it easy, man. It's a Tuesday.
I know. Yesterday, I took a 3.5 hour nap.
You're growing a human.
I know. That is true.
So are you telling everybody what you're having yet?
I could tell everybody right now. We found out.
But you haven't said anything yet to the internet?
I haven't said anything except to my family. I've been kind of completely off the internet lately.
Have you?
I mean, I've been on the internet, like, consuming the internet. But I don't know. I haven't had, like, I mean, I've been feeling still really terrible. So I just don't want all my stories to be like, oh, I feel like crap today.
Still feeling bad. Yeah.
Still feeling terrible.
Okay, but are you feeling sad or not? Or yes, and you're not ready to talk about it.
I know that God is sovereign.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm excited to see why in the world we're having a fourth baby and who this little, like, creature must be, because God really wants him here. So, oh, and I just said what it was. Did you hear?
I did. Well, you already told me. I already knew.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So maybe I should tell the story about the day we found out.
Tell it.
Okay. Well, I really, really, I think I said this last problem solved, really wanted a girl. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, God, if you're going to, like, make me have a fourth baby, it might as well be a girl. Like, please just make it a girl. Yes. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, God doesn't give us things that we want, you know, mm-hmm. so it's probably going to be a boy, because that's just what God does. But at the same time, I was like, I know that's not true. Like, God gives us the desires of our hearts.
Right.
So maybe this will be my moment, my testimony, where I can be like, I really wanted a girl and God gave it to me. So I kind of had really high hopes for that. So I just thought it was for sure was going to be a girl, because God gives us the desires of our hearts, you know. And then they called, because I did the early blood tests for different genetic mutations or whatever. And and they said at the end, like, do you want to know what it is? And I was like, yes. And they're like, it's a boy. And I was like, yay.
Okay, so in that moment, you were, like, super discouraged or what?
I was shocked in that moment.
Okay.
And my whole family wanted a girl. So my kids wanted a girl.
Okay.
Like, I think my husband would love either. But if you were to ask him, he would say a girl. Because we have two boys and one girl. So thought it'd be fun to have another girl and, you know, do the whole pink and the bows and everything again.
Yeah.
And so my first thought was, oh my gosh, what? Like, it's a boy. And then my second thought was, how am I going to tell my family?
Oh. Okay. So in this moment, how are you about it?
I am doing a lot better. And it's probably for silly reasons right now that I'm doing better. Not for, like, God has not still, I'm still waiting for him to tell me, like, he does care about my desires. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm still waiting for the lesson in this. I know there's a lesson. The silly lessons that I've discovered so far are, I probably would have no self-control with spending if I had a little girl. Like, everything is adorable.
Yes, I agree with that.
I mean, all the clothes, all the bows, all the shoes. Like, I would probably go nuts. And I went to Target. I was like, I'm going to buy one thing just to, like, try to get excited. Because we have nothing. You know, we've given everything away. So we have to buy everything. We have to start over. And I found literally one thing that I liked.
Okay.
Literally one thing. But it was really cute. And we want to do this baby in a minimalistic way, because it's our last and we have to buy everything again. We want to just get the essentials. And
you didn't do that with your other kids?
I don't think so. We had, like, the rocker and the bouncer and the play mat and the extra sauce. You know, like, we had all the things for them.
You don't think you'll eventually, like, add those things in?
That's a good question. I'm not planning on it. I don't want to. But I may get to that point where the baby's here and it won't be happy in a bouncer. So we're like, we've got to get one of those swings, you know, like, out of desperation.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So are you naming it Emilio? I was hoping.
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Of course.
Emilio Smith. I just really like it. It's good.
Right. It's very Italian.
And you guys are clearly very Italian.
I have no Italian in me.
I know. I know. I'm just kidding.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
Poor network connection. Connection was lost. Emily!
Yes, can you hear me? I'm going to call you back.
Hello.
Hey.
Hold on. Before we start the conversation again, I got to take the batteries out of my fire alarm.
Okay. It's real life, man.
Real life. I could put new batteries in.
No.
Right. You don't want to hear that chirp. Come on, battery.
Your battery ran out, though, not in the middle of the night. Mine always runs out in the middle of the night.
It was downstairs, though, so we didn't hear it. I'm sure it happened in the middle of the night.
But your kids are upstairs. Did they say anything?
We're all upstairs now.
Oh, you're all upstairs now. The other night, that happened to me in the middle of the night, and the dog freaked out, and not in a good way. Not like, I will protect you, but like, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid. He's like this big dog.
The house is burning down.
Such a baby. It really showed his true colors, and they were not impressive.
You don't have a guard dog there.
Nope.
A savior, a lassie, you know.
Nope. We did actually buy a dog to have as a guard dog, and then we didn't realize it was deaf until we got it home. That was a couple dogs ago, but it didn't have one of its ears, but that wasn't a clue to us. It was literally missing an ear. But we
didn't. That is hilarious. Yeah. Did you just feel like the missing ear made it look more tough?
Like, yeah, it's been around the block.
You should see the other guy, you know. That's what it like gives off the impression.
Kind of. Or he is the other guy, just depending.
Oh, poor guy. So what'd you do? Did he get hit by a car? How did he die?
No, he didn't die. He didn't die. Well, as a girl, I think it was a girl. It was a... that dog didn't like me and targeted my items to take outside and destroy.
No.
Yeah. Especially my new things. Anything I brought home. I think it was a girl. I can't believe I don't even remember. See, the dog I have now is my first dog that I care about. So I'm still very new to caring about dogs. But I think that dog was a girl and... she would just, yeah, take my stuff outside and chew it up. And I didn't appreciate that.
No. So you just got rid of her?
No, we moved states and we were not going to have a place to have a dog for several months. And so we took her back to the no-kill shelter where we got her from. Because they said, if you ever can't have her, go ahead and bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried like a baby. Now, the rest of my family was fine. But I was so upset. And I didn't even like the dog. I don't know. Wow. So strange. I think I just felt like you're so innocent and you don't even know what's happening. And you think that we're just like here to see some friends, but we're never going to see you again. It just felt really sad. I could not keep it together. And I don't even remember if the dog was a girl or a boy now.
So let me just get this straight. You don't cry when you send your kids to school for the first day, but you bawl like a baby when you give away a dog that you don't even like.
Yes. That's not logical.
I mean, I can see. You probably had some intuition. Maybe this was like the fifth time that deaf dog had been brought back and they were like, this is no kill up to a point.
I know. Oh, gosh. It was cool because they said the things that you didn't like about this dog, we'll work on getting rid of so that it'll be a better dog for the next people. They may have just been saying that. So I'd stop crying.
Oh, did you give them some of your new stuff too to practice with? Like, don't take this.
Yeah, hey, I just went to the mall. Here's my new Anthropology dress. Oh, man.
Oh, how did we even get on that? Oh, alarm. Yeah, fire alarms.
Yes. Okay, so hard gear shift. You're having a boy.
I'm having a boy.
So, I mean, dot, dot, dot. What percentage of you is excited now?
That's a good question. I would say I'm probably 60% excited.
Okay. That's higher than before.
Yeah.
I think you were like negative 20 last time.
Yeah. I've been looking at pictures of my boys as like little babies and toddlers, and they are pretty precious. So I think I'll end up liking this one.
Of course you will. Stop it.
Listen, though, for real truth, I mourned the baby girl. Like, this is so silly, but
no,
I
it's not
cried.
So. Yeah.
I cried, like, bawled for a half hour after finding out that it was a boy. And my poor husband was just like, what can I do? I was like, is there anything we can do to change it?
Yeah.
Like, I've already thought of that. I don't think poor guy. So I eventually was just like, I just want all the boys of this house to leave and go get me a coffee. And so I did. And Clara was sad too. We were both crying together. So we just snuggled and they brought back flowers and coffee.
How sweet is that?
Those boys are pretty great. So, what is that noise? Did you hear that whooping?
I heard something. I can tell you're pregnant because you're breathing heavy. Every pregnant person I've interviewed breathes really heavy. So you need to cut that out.
All right, sorry. I'll try not to breathe as deeply.
Yeah, just don't breathe while we're on our call, if that's fine.
Right, yeah.
You know, I think it's so important, though, to give yourself space to do that grieving. I mean, I think I had to do that with, you know, various parts of motherhood and marriage. Yeah. And it doesn't mean you're not happy, and it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or something wrong with the other person. But if you pretend like you didn't want something else, then you can't get past it and enjoy what you have.
Yeah, for sure. I even had this terrible thought in the 30 minutes of grieving, really grieving. I was like, when this baby comes, I don't even want to nurse it. Hmm. You know, like,
yeah.
It was just like, oh, wow. First of all, like, some women really feel that after pregnancy. Yes. Like, that's the deep postpartum depression that I don't think I've experienced to that degree. But that's a real thought people have. And I had that real thought for the first time before the baby came. You know, like, I don't feel that way now. But I did have that, like, well, I'll just, like, let it lay in my lap, you know.
Mm. Does that make you concerned that you'll experience some postpartum depression like that you haven't had before?
I think it makes me aware that I had that thought so I can have it again and just to be aware of it.
Yeah.
That's good. I really highly doubt that when the baby gets here, I won't just like fall head over heels.
I really think you will. Yeah. But also, every pregnancy is different. And I have friends who never had postpartum depression until several babies in. They're like, what? This never happened to me before. So
yeah, that's true.
Sometimes we think, oh, well, I don't do that. Well, you might do it.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Not to, this is coming, Rebecca. No, but just to be aware. Yeah. Well, I love that you could kind of have that moment with your daughter and then have your sweet boys go get you coffee and flowers. That's sweet.
Yeah. That was really sweet. They also bought a tomato plant while they were out that we planted and it's now dead.
Okay.
So, wow. Already. It's too cold, I guess, to plant a tomato plant. So.
Okay, what's your weather? I hate talking about weather, but what's your weather?
Right now, today it's beautiful, like 65 or something. Okay. But we did have a freeze overnight, like it got down to 30. So that's when the plants don't do so well.
Yeah.
How's my breathing?
Your breathing's fine. Interviewing pregnant people is definitely a different situation than interviewing not pregnant people.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just the breathing? Or is there more?
No, just largely the breathing. There's so much breathing.
Yeah, well, you know, your lungs don't have as much room as they did.
Yeah, that's true.
Before.
You're breathing for two. Just kidding. I don't think that's a thing.
How are you? What's going on in your world?
Well, right before you let me know that I was on the wrong time again and we were about to record, I was I had gotten an email from Squarespace and they are like they're doing like a podcast host contest.
Ooh.
There's going to be three people and they're going to fly them to Brooklyn and then the winner gets their own show like on this media group.
Wow.
And so I was like kind of considering, because I've been tossing around a new show idea that's along the same vein as Mom Struggling Well, but slightly different.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just thought that might be a fun thing to, I mean, it's free to sign up, right? It's free to enter. So I don't know. That's kind of what I was thinking about. But the hard thing is you have to send in 3 minutes of show for them to listen to.
Okay.
And I thought, I've been doing this for 3 years. Like, how do I find 3 minutes?
Your best 3 minutes.
My best. That shows that I am, because they want storytellers and interviewers, and I just don't know. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that's just kind of what was happening when we got on the call. So, because that'd be fun. Yeah. And go to Brooklyn. I think that'd be super fun. And then they like teach you how to do stuff and then you make a pilot.
That's so fun.
Yeah. I'm sure 7 million people will enter and I'm sure that I will not be one to the winner, but it would be fun to try.
Well, I appreciate your positive attitude.
Well, here's the deal. It makes me very uncomfortable to put myself out there in something that I don't know if I would be. It's just so much nicer to know you're going to succeed at something, if you're going to publicly do something.
Yeah. In fact, as you were sharing the whole contest, I was like, I would probably only share that if I made the top three.
Right. Like, exactly. Hey, listen,
this is what I did.
Exactly. Right. And so that's why I'm like, well, you know, because I think one of the things I was thinking is I could ask listeners to tell me their favorite moments, and then perhaps I make that into like a medley of things. I don't know if that's allowed, but what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah, you could poll the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you mean the medley. You're not sure if the 3-minute medley is allowed.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. They didn't specify, which makes me think it is allowed. Because I think the show is heartfelt, funny. I mean, there's lots to it that you can't get to in 3 minutes.
No, absolutely. Yeah, do a medley.
I feel like a montage of sorts would be good. So anyway.
Make sure I'm in it.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'll mention that you sell lipstick, just in case anybody didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that going, by the way?
Oh, gosh. I haven't even, like, posted a picture about it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
For heaven's sakes. Anyone want to buy some lipstick? I know. It's been such a low priority.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So.
I am having such a hard time coming up with stuff to put on Instagram. I'm over social media right now. I'm like, bleh, I don't care about it.
Yes, so. I know. I mean, that's why I've been so quiet, I think. Yeah. I've always used my feed, like the pictures, because I print chat books. So anything I put on the feed is what I want printed in my family's photo books. So that's always been like where I document my life. But Instagram stories, I like don't even know what to say anymore.
Sometimes I don't know what to say until I start. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Turn on the camera.
So yeah. Try that.
Maybe I will.
The people want to hear from you.
But do I need to be just another voice on the internet?
I know. It's the age old question. Since the beginning of
the internet.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple problems that I asked people last week before you canceled on me. Twice. I'm just kidding. I
swear. Twice.
Don't.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah.
Let's get that in there. Get it out there. Canceled twice.
Yes. Okay. And I didn't write down who these people are from, but they're my Instagram people. Should you bite your kid to teach them not to bite?
No. What?
Some people do that just to show the kid, like, this is how that feels. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Because when you bite somebody, you don't feel it. Doesn't hurt you.
That's true.
So somebody was wondering. I mean, obviously, you don't bite them hard.
Right. Maybe. I've never thought of that.
Okay.
It sounds to me like dog training, like spraying with a water bottle when they pee inside, you know?
So you're saying spray the biting child with a water bottle?
I'm saying it sounds so mean. Oh, I'm being a little critical of her, so I need to.
Oh, it was just a question. I mean, they weren't saying whether or not
they do it.
I'm not against letting them know, like, this is what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a way to do it in the that's not in the moment that doesn't feel abusive and out of control. Do you know what I'm saying?
In my mind, when you pose the question, this is what I pictured in my mind. We're at a play date and the little 2-year-old bites the friend. So the mom like jumps down on the ground and bites the arm.
That's very much like dog training for you.
So that was why I was like, no.
Yeah.
But I could see like, hey, did you know that this hurts? Let me show you what it feels like. But not that hard. You know, don't draw blood.
No, gosh, no. It's so hard. It's because you want them to understand. But then at what point are you just doing the very same thing to them that you're telling them not to do and then telling them, don't do this thing that I'm about to do. It's so hard.
I struggle with that with like spanking for hitting, you know? Like,
yeah.
Same
thing. But kids who are trying to hit, they're not trying to get each other's butts. They're like going for the face.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know how to, I think if you're going to, I don't know.
I would say that one's not solved.
Not solved. Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's just Emily here. I wanted to just pop on and kind of talk a little bit more about this thing. And I'm not saying bite your kids and I'm not saying don't bite your kids. But what I'm saying is make sure that you are calm and not reacting to them making a bad choice. And then you go ahead and make a bad choice too. As my kids are older, we're obviously not they're not biting, but they're using their words in a way that's not kind. And so when one of them's rude to another one, it's easy for me to want to be rude back. But if I pause and kindly say, okay, I'm going to repeat to you the same thing that you just said to them so that you can see how it feels. So then all of a sudden it's more like a classroom and they're getting real world experience right in the moment of the thing. So say if my son says something mean to my daughter, I will say, okay, I'm going to let you know how that feels. And I don't say it in a mean way. I'm just, it's a teacher. You're being the coach. This is how that feels. And like, if he says something about something she loves, then I will say the same thing about something he loves and say, how did that make you feel? Bad or sad or whatever. And then say, okay, I need you to fix that with your sister. So that's the whole teaching point. But with anything, if you're going to be out of control, your kid's going to feel unsafe. They're going to lose respect for you because they know that they can push your buttons and make you out of control. And we ultimately need to be the safe place for them. But ultimately, the biggest training that kids are for us is just we get the reps over and over of pausing, stop and pray, getting our wits about us, and then heading back in as a coach and as a teacher and as an encourager and kind of let them know this is who you are, this is what you're responsible for. And obviously those things are hard when you have a 2-year-old, but that's ultimately where we're going. And if you can get that kind of in your brain that that's your role, it's not just behavior modification, but telling them this is the heart behind it, this is why we don't do those things at whatever level they can understand. I love Connected Families, Jim and Lynn Jackson. They've been on my show twice, episode 55 and 92. Look up their stuff. They have great books and resources. Get on their mailing list at connectedfamilies.org. They are my go-to parenting people. This is not an ad. This is just who's helped me a lot. Anyway, for what that's worth, those are my thoughts after I had a second to think about it. Back to the show. How do you bless your older neighbors? Do you have older neighbors in your area?
We did at our old house. We did. We had an elderly neighbor across the street. And I would say I did a good and a bad job of taking care of her. I maybe twice brought over like half of our dinner or like made more of our dinner. She was single, you know, I don't even think she had much family left here. So I brought over some dinner a couple times. She was on welfare, so I took her to like her appointments every now and then. And she also didn't speak great English, so I would translate her mail for her, or like try to translate. I mean, not translate because I didn't speak Polish.
But how do you
explain the mail? Like, this is junk, trash.
Okay.
You know,
that sounds like you did a great job.
But then I kind of got tired of it, to be honest, and stopped doing it. As much, or I just knew that every time I would go over to check on her, it would be like an hour, you know, like
okay.
I'd be there an hour because she was so lonely and always gave me chocolate and my kids like a $20 bill. But it was really nice. And then we moved and I thought I should still come back and check on her and I never did. And she ended up dying. I mean, she would have died anyways, but
you were not the cause of death. Yeah.
Right. But I just felt like, I went and sat in front of her house and just like cried about it because I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to love people well.
It is. What would you have done different?
I wouldn't have stopped. I would have continued on a regular basis going over.
When you went over, was there a plan or did you just kind of go over randomly?
Yeah, just to check on her.
Was it like a couple times a week or what?
No, I'd say every other week maybe.
Do you think if you had had a different boundary, you would have continued?
No, I think that's my personality. I start things and then get tired of them and just kind of quit them.
Okay.
So I think I had good boundaries. I mean,
okay.
But you know, I say that, but then I felt guilty all the time. If you know, so like maybe boundaries and guilt, that's different. I had good boundaries, but then I felt guilty about them.
About having boundaries? Or you felt like you should go more, even though you felt comfortable with what you were doing?
Yeah, I felt like I should go more.
Do you think the guilt is what made you stop, even though you felt like you should do more?
Goodness, this is like a therapy session right now.
How did that make you feel? I think, well, for us right now, what we can do is the Taco Tuesday thing, and we just invite everybody that we can see when we're out walking. and at the mailbox and all that kind of stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah. And my husband started with the guys in our neighborhood, like caring for the widows and the elderly. They're like working on a plan to go do that on a regular basis. And so he's so sweet. He's like, but here's the deal. He'll even bring the kids to like check on the widows and stuff so that they aren't like, who's this man at my house? But he said, they don't know who we are. And so they don't want to answer the door. He said, so what if we have like the ladies of the neighborhood put on like a tea party for the older women of the neighborhood? And then me and all the guys can serve them. We can serve you guys your meal and then they'll get to know us. Like,
that's so sweet.
So yeah, he's cooking up that plan.
I love that. That's an awesome idea.
But it's hard. I mean, it's a big undertaking and I think that would be a barrier for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Our turquoise table in the front yard, we're seeing a lot of neighbors from just sitting out front there. And that's been really fun.
So they just come and sit and then do you notice that and you go sit out there?
Oh, no. People are not sitting at my table, but us sitting at the table.
Like to
eat or hang out. Because the kids, for some reason, are always wanting to be in the front yard. And I just don't feel comfortable letting them do that by themselves.
For some reason. I mean, I can think of a lot.
So. Well, listen, some people are total free-range parents and they let their kids, you know, just go all over the neighborhood and stuff. And it's not like our neighborhood is, I mean, we have had quite a few murders in the past couple of years. But I would say it's not that our neighborhood's bad. But then I'm like, well, we have had in 5 years, like 11 people have been killed.
That's a pretty impressive number. I don't even think my little ghetto town of Hamtramck has had that many murders.
In my neighborhood's defense, it was like 8 of them happened at the same party.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember. We've talked about this party before.
Yeah, I think.
So really 3 murders.
1, 2, 3. Really? Well, okay. And 4. Yeah, there's 4. So there's been about 14 people.
Okay. In 5 years.
It's really good for the property values. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so having a table out front is just nice.
Yeah, because you can sit there and watch them.
Yes. Yep. Because I think the backyard, it's got all the toys and the trampoline, but the front yard's got the trees that you can climb.
Yeah.
And they're in a tree climbing place.
That's super fun.
Because then I see my neighbors getting their mail, and those are some of the only times that the older people come out, you know?
Right.
In my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so this might be interesting for you. Someone had a question about their friend who every single time they see the newborn baby in the car seat, you know, like probably in the carrier that they bring in, it's wrong. The car seat's like adjusted wrong. And this friend feels concerned about that. Mm-hmm. Have I told you this? I am a nationally certified car seat technician.
Do you know that? I did. I remember. I mean, I would have forgotten that. But
it's so funny to me because they made me do that for my job. It's not that I don't think child safety is important. I just don't really care about the details of it. I am a details person, but not about that. In fact, when I pulled up to get certified, I looked in the back seat and one of my kids' car seats, this was like 4 years ago, but was at like a 45 degree angle. It was not even incorrectly. Because I didn't know how to do it. My husband always did it because I just frankly didn't care that much. I felt like they're going to be fine. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, but there are moms and there were people in my class who they could look at a car seat and tell like the year it was made, what's the model number. I mean, they knew everything about these car seats. And I was like, that's a car seat. That was the extent of my knowledge. So there's people all over the map about passion for car seat safety.
Oh, I know. I mean, don't post a picture of your kid in a car seat on Instagram.
For real. Or
make sure that they're properly buckled up. I mean, it is a serious concern.
It is.
I just recently learned about the, they need to take their winter coats off before they buckle up.
Yes.
Did you know this?
Well, yes. I know all the rules now.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they
and
can.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah.
But I've also been on the receiving end of like, your child's buckled up wrong. And that just feels really embarrassing or.
I think the delivery is so important.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a good way to do it and there's probably a wrong way to do it. And
yeah.
I would just tell them, I would also be on the edge of telling them once maybe. And then if you see it again, like that's, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I mean, what's the next level though? Like, say you tell them and it doesn't change.
Right.
I don't know.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah. Just keep some zip ties in your glove compartment.
Right. So that's such a hard thing. Cause how off is it? You know, like,
I know, but I'm telling you, I've seen those videos of what happens to like crash test dummies of kids. And it's really like, so I took the test, I came home, I turned my kids' car seats around to face backwards. Cause like Sweden, they do that till they're like five. They are backwards facing because it's really safer, but it's uncomfortable and they're bored. They can't see anything, and a 5-year old who's bored and like all pretzeled up in the back with there's nowhere to put their legs. I don't know. It gets a little crazy, but so I know all the right things and I just have my kid, like my son, who's still in a 5-point harness, keep the middle part. That's really important that the middle part be at their armpit level. Because it like slowly, goes down and stuff. So I try to have him, remember to put it up at the armpit level. But then they start adjusting things and then it's really loose because it's easier to get in if it's super loose. And so you look back and you're like, these are not serving a purpose if they're that loose. Also, I don't know how many months he was going around with the car seat was buckled in the car seat correctly. The car seat was not buckled in the car because somebody unbuckled it and I didn't know.
Yep.
So it's a lot to keep up with when there's a lot going on.
Yeah, for sure.
This is probably what I would say because I don't want to be the mom who's like, listen, car seat 101, learn about it. Right. I would just say, hey, like, I had to take this class. I didn't have a choice. And I just didn't know if you knew about this thing and just, I don't know. And then you got to let them do their parenting.
Yeah.
Unless they're letting their kid ride around not in a car seat or something,
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a good point though. When your kids get older and they can adjust things or slip out of things, if that's our biggest struggle with our 4-year-old right now is having him stay seated properly while we're driving.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. I should show them some videos.
Well, I know. And then they don't sleep at night. And you're like, oh, well, shouldn't have shown you that video.
Shouldn't have done that. At least they'll sit in their seat.
That's true. Okay. Here's a problem. When is it okay to say no to church things so you can focus on your family? This person has a lot of requests for volunteer opportunities.
Always.
Yeah.
I feel like don't feel guilty about it. Your family is the most important. They're your little disciples.
They are. And that is just like the very fastest track to getting them to want nothing to do with the church.
Exactly.
And God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I struggle with this more with like work, I guess. Like, should I go do this pop-up shop in Ohio when it means I'll be away from the kids for like a full day? And I ended up bringing my daughter with me to that pop-up shop. And it was really, really fun. So maybe there's some volunteer opportunities that don't take you away from your family, but could involve your family in some way.
That's so good. I do one at a time.
Yeah.
And I feel fine with that.
Do you make a timeline? Like, I'm going to do this for 6 months?
Well, the things that I'm involved in are different leadership things and their commitment is a year.
Okay.
So
I think that's good to have like an ending time. Like, I'm going to do this for this school year.
Yes.
And then reevaluate or take the summer off or.
Yeah. And my church is really good about limiting you. Like, have too much on your plate, which is really great. I think a lot of times people get the opposite. You don't have enough on your plate. You're just a mom and volunteer in 3 places.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know that I've contemplated moving to your neighborhood? Except now that you told me there's been 14 murders, but I want to like move to your neighborhood and go to your church.
You should. It's so fun. That would be the best ever.
We might die though.
No. I think most of the people who are up to no good have already killed themselves.
That's good. That's good to know. It's been pretty quiet around there lately.
It has been. It's been like almost a year.
Yeah.
It's been a death-free year. My town at one point was the safest town of its size in the country. I'm not sure if my neighborhood's helped that any. Oh my gosh. How is the pop-up shop though? Because I'm currently burning my 11th Candle Company favorite candle.
Which one's your favorite?
Honey and Fig. Forget about it.
Oh yeah. That one's amazing. A good one.
I told Amber, that I made a request for a scent that she doesn't have, and she says she's working on it. So I'm expecting. What is it? Okay, so like a red currant kind of smell. I love it.
Okay. Is that different than cranberry?
Yes.
It is.
I don't like cranberry. Well,
I really, my favorite is their mahogany and teak. Have you smelled that one?
I haven't. No.
Oh, so good. It's, they call it their man scent. It smells like a man, but I like those like deep, those like non-flowery, non-fruity, rustic, musty. I don't know. Those type of smells, you know?
I like those. I like the spicy. I don't really like flowery and fruity as much either.
Yeah.
But I mean, honey and fig, that would seem fruity, but it's really not.
It's not. No, for sure. It leans towards the honey, in my opinion.
Yeah, which I really don't like actual honey, but I'm not opposed to smelling it.
Yeah. Yeah, the pop-up shop was awesome. Those girls from 11th Candle are hilarious.
I like Amber so much.
Funny. Did you interview her?
Yeah, thanks for listening to my show.
Listen. All right.
You listen. You're missing the point.
Was it recently?
Yes.
I do listen to your show. Maybe I'm a little bit behind, okay?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I interviewed Amber, and it was actually really, I loved that interview, so.
Funny thing, I'm just going to put her on the spot here. She and I bantered, you know, back and forth. She's like, we should do a podcast where it's just you and I. And I didn't tell her this, and I should have, and I'm sorry, this is a confession. I'd be like, sorry, I already do this.
Exactly.
I already am funny on the internet with somebody, and I don't know that.
Yes, you're in a contract to only be funny on the internet with me.
And then I guess I went to get lunch or something or take Clara. Clara got her ears pierced while we were there.
Oh, my goodness.
So fun. And Emily, my marketing director who came with me, she said, they told me that you and Emily Thomas from Mom Show Me Well would be really good together. And I like,
wow, that's really like cool though that they didn't even know and they still put us together.
I know.
I love that.
That was really funny.
We'll have to tell her.
I know, we did. After Emily found out that's the podcast I am on, she like messaged her and told her.
Okay. Anything else that you need to share? We're heading into summer. Is anything new, exciting happening with Better Life Bags? I wanted to tell you, I love the bookmarks with the pen holder. I love the roll-up jewelry thing.
Yay!
What? Are you designing all those things?
I did design the jewelry wrap, but that was not because I was like, I really want to design a jewelry wrap. We did like a collaboration with a jewelry company here, and they made us some bracelets, and we designed a jewelry wrap to kind of go with it. So,
do you have those already made that I could just get real quick?
Not yet.
What? Because I'm going out of town on Friday and I want to take one.
These little ways.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think we do. We might have our prototype I could send you.
Well, then how are you supposed to make new ones? I'm not trying to single-handedly take down the jewelry wrap section of your business.
It is true. If we took our only sample away, how would we know how to make more?
But how would I get... transport all my jewelry to Nashville in 3 days
without a Better Life Bag jewelry wrap.
It's a real conundrum.
Document this trip without one. And then when you get one and go on another trip, document how much better your trip was because you had the jewelry wrap.
I'd really rather just document how much better this trip is with the jewelry wrap.
Well, listen, you should have thought of that 15 days ago.
I don't know. I feel like I should have like a special in like through the back door or something. What is the point of having you on this show if I don't get a jewelry wrap in a hurry?
Whenever you want. Like a microwave.
Oh, man. Any more pop-up shops?
We don't have any more scheduled. However, they are all really fun. And every time we've done one, it's just so like, Emily and I were talking, like, we didn't post on Instagram stories one time throughout that whole day because we forgot because people were, like, right there, you know?
That's
like,
so neat.
It's really fun. We don't meet a lot of new customers while we're on these pop-up shops, but we always see like our fans or our current customers. And that's really, really fun. So we want to do more. I was supposed to do one in Texas and then you canceled your show. So
I know it was going to be like this show. Weekend though. So
I know. I know.
We'll do one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to get to Texas. I need to see your neighborhood, scout out some houses.
You need to do that. Mm-hmm. Also, I need you to have your marketing girl change her name because it's confusing me when you talk about
her. I know. I'm so sorry. I should have taken that into consideration during the interview process.
Well, and also I'm probably older than her, so I have seniority.
You get dibs on the name?
Well, yeah. I was here first.
She spells it differently. However, you can't decipher that when you're talking.
Exactly. So just, I don't know, be in brainstorming sessions with her about what she'd like her new name to be.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. All right, Rebecca.
Is this going to be the April one or can we do two in May to make up for my slack in April?
Well, yeah, this can't be the April one because it's already May 1st.
Well, can you put it up yesterday?
Do you understand how time works?
Well, listen, you don't. You guys.
That's a very, very good point. I also don't understand how time works. No, this can be the April one.
This can.
We're the bosses.
We should do another one in May. We should just do a bonus one in May. Were people really asking where it was?
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
They like this?
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, we'll do another one in May.
Okay. Sounds good.
Everybody calm down.
Yes. No matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.